The scene at the youth center is exuberant. It's midday on a Friday, but kids have the day off from school. Some are playing air hockey and pool. Others hit a ping pong ball back and forth. A few are playing video games, and several are just coming in from outdoor agility lessons. It's obvious there's no shortage of activities here. The youth center allows kids to drop in for free after school, on weekends, and holidays. Youth from 3rd to 12th grade are allowed, so there's quite an eclectic crowd. But they all seem to have one thing in common.
I really like dodgeball.
Dodgeball
is my favorite thing here.
That's right. Dodgeball wins the popularity contest here. But it's just one of many activities the center provides. I spoke with Aspen Times weekly editor, Jeannie McGovern, about her kids' involvement with the center as part of a collaboration between Aspen Public Radio and the newspaper. And to learn about the center's other offerings, I caught up with executive director Michaela Eidhammer-Kapura and longtime board member Sue Smedstead.
How did you come up with this idea that this was necessary?
It actually all came from students. There used to be a conference with grades 5 through 12. Every year they'd come up with their top priorities. In fall of 1987, they came up with the idea that they felt that the most important need they had was a teen center. We began the process, and we then, for the next 4 years, worked to put together the plans, raise the money, and on October 31st, 1991, we opened our doors.
Jeannie, you've obviously been talking to a lot of different people. What's your reporting been like about the youth center?
You know, I think it's a really interesting story of a community organization that was built upon a need, but the need was driven by the users as opposed to these visionaries who come up with what they think everybody wants. I really love the idea that the kids drove the idea, and from what I've learned, both firsthand, because my children have been Aspen Youth Center kids, and in speaking to other people, is that it is still driven to a large degree by those kids' needs and their wants.
What were some of your kids' experiences there?
In those early years when kids are too old to go to camp or be babysat, but really too young to sort of be on their own, I found the youth center to be a great place for them just to hang out after school, to be between things, you know, heading off to hockey practice, mom and dad are at work, to know that they were somewhere that was safe, there was some supervision, but they weren't being, you know, really overly managed. I liked the idea of that building block of freedom, and they did all sorts of cool things. I mean, my daughter did cooking classes, arts and crafts. She really just liked to sort of be at the center. My son loves all the sports, dodgeball, highlight of everyone's life.
And can you speak a little to that? I noticed that right away, the kind of independence they get at the youth center. Can you explain a little about that model or why you guys choose to do that?
Yeah, so we are a drop-in facility, meaning that the kids can check in and check out as they want to. And we do tell the parents, if you don't want them to check out, just tell them you can't check out. But it's a really good building block, like Jeannie said, for independence. It helps them learn that, you know, there are boundaries and there's someone there watching them. And if they need help, they know who to come to. But they can also kind of explore a little bit on their own. And they get to sign up for, if they want to do creative cooking, they have to remember to sign up for it and then show up for it. We have a schedule every day, but they have to remember to do it. And it helps them learn. They have to sign up, they have to show up, and then they get to enjoy all the fun stuff, or they can just play games if they want to.
What are you guys hoping the future holds? What do the next 25 years hold?
I would love to see us continue to expand. We have right around 1,700 youth members right now, which is pretty incredible. The goal is to increase our numbers and to remain free.
Regular dodgeball.
Back at the youth center, the kids are finally getting to the best part of their day. Barbara Platts, Aspen Public Radio News.